Let's forget about ourselves. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Worship Him, Christ, O Lord. Worship Him, Christ, O Lord. It's not so much about us or how we want to worship God, but rather how He wants to be worshipped. To glorify God is to ask Him about how it should be done. Show me how to glorify Your name today, Lord. To worship You in spirit and in truth means we'll open ourselves to hearing from You, God, about how You want us to love You, understanding Your love language, not pushing our preferences. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid of the day of judgment, but we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. We love each other because He loved us first. If someone says, "I love God," but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And He has given us this command: those who love God must also love their fellow believers. 1 John 4 verse 8 to 21. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I will live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2 verse 20. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Colossians 3 verse 2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Romans 12, verse 3. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part is a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we are all belonging to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So, if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you the leadership ability, take responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Romans 12, verse 4 to 12, NLT version. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Romans 12, verse 14 to 18. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Romans 12, verse 13. Those who fear the right path fear the Lord. Those who take the wrong path despise him. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him, but the words of the wise keep them safe. Proverbs 14, verse 2 to 3. The prudent understand where they are going, but fools deceive themselves. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. Proverbs 14, verse 8 to 9. Stay away from fools, for you won't find knowledge on their lips. Proverbs 14, verse 7. It is a sin to belittle one's neighbor. Blessed are those who help the poor. Fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain. It offers escape from the snares of death. Proverbs 14, verse 21 to 27. Whatsoever you do, be reminded that your neighbor isn't just who lives beside you, but is anyone beside you, around you, wherever you go. In forgetting about ourselves, the fear of the Lord that loves and holds us to, not wanting to do bad by God, as mentioned in Proverbs 14 verse 27, is a life-giving fountain. Because of such guidance, we avoid dangers and traps set up against us. People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. Those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but helping the poor honors him. Proverbs 14 verse 29 to 31. Here we can see how focusing on one's self, emotions, and even the postures of one's heart, no matter how justified we may feel, not only dishonors God, but physically and mentally deteriorates our body. The altar, which is you, that should be welcoming to God. When we help to elevate the poor, poor in spirit, poor in heart, poor in mind, the intellect, we honor God. Don't view poor as in money only. Forget about yourselves and worship God through your actions. We often selfishly run to praise God in a building or a quiet room, presenting ourselves dirty by our deeds or our disregards. Worshipping God goes deeper than singing songs and speaking in tongues. Worshipping God is so much more than what we want to give Him. It's about what He desires from us. It's why when we pray, we say, "Let your will be done," and not ours. Worship requires less of us and more of God. Less of us in pain, less of us when in financial issues, less of us in anger, less of us in praise, less of us when helping others, less of us glorifying and rejoicing, less of us in teaching, less of us doing kind things, less of us in leadership, less of us in prophetic declaration, less of us in taking corrections, and more of God. So let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him. There's a song attached in the show notes or description for this episode. Meditate on its words. Be unapologetic in the way you worship God today. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him. As you are called to be anointed in fire, purified by living water, and unshaken in His truth. Hey everyone, just want to give a heads up that we have made the official WhatsApp channel for the Be Unapologetic podcast. So if you're on WhatsApp, you can always search for the channel and find Be Unapologetic, where you can join. You'll get updates just like how you would with the Telegram channel, as well as with the broadcast list. The difference is that if the broadcast list is too interruptive for you, since it's sent personally to your chat, you can always opt into this, as well as there's a lot more admins that is a part of it. So there'll be a lot more updates if you want to stay up to date on the ministry itself. Looking forward to seeing you.